Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking all about time. Discover how your life can be easier and you can get better results at work by having the wind of the universe at your back. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to mention that each month I give a free teleconference about the energies for the upcoming month. I gave that teleconference last night, and you can still listen to it for free by calling this phone number. Are you ready to write? The number to call is 641-715-3486. And I'll repeat that. The number to call is 641-715-3486. Then, just put in this file number, it's 425-729-POUND. And that file number again is 425-729-POUND. Now, if you aren't able to write this down, you can easily get this information by going to my website at askmadeline.com. And that's spelled askmadeline.com. And once you're there, click on the link at the top right for the free teleconference. And on that page, you'll find an easy place for you to register for the teleconference, and you'll be emailed those numbers so you can listen to it at any time of the day or night. I also want to remind you that you can learn about all the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and be prepared for important economic changes. To order, just go to askmadeline.com. Remember, that's askmadeline.com. Once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's a toll-free number, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, let's breathe a sigh of relief that Mercury will go direct tomorrow on January 31st. Yay! I've heard a lot of complaints about this Mercury retrograde, so I'm sure a number of you will be relieved it's over tomorrow. But remember this, Mercury is stopped tomorrow, dead in the water, so to speak. It does this so it can turn around and go forward again. So this means it takes some time for it to get moving again, so be patient. Things will still feel a bit slow, especially for the first week, but it will gradually get back to a more normal pace. Mercury is retracing the same area for the third time beginning February 1st. And in fact, it won't get into new territory until essentially February 21st. So between February 1st and 20th, this is the time for finishing all the fixes you need to make or whatever you've been redoing. Use this time well so you're ready to move forward when it moves into new territory. Also, allow yourself the time to finish catching up if you haven't completed that yet. So what else is happening next week? Tons and tons of stuff. First of all, we have Venus square Pluto. Oh, my God. Suggesting it's a time to deal with either major debt or financial issues, or it's time to deal with relationships that need to be transformed. This cycle is already in range and stays in range through February 5th. It peaks on February 5th, which is the same exact date as another important cycle peaks, which I'll talk about in a few minutes, And if you're in a tough relationship or a tough financial situation, it's definitely about to change. Now, we start February with energies that are really poised for major changes. Saturn opposes Uranus exactly for the second of five times on February 5th. So do you or your company have situations that have become intolerable or need changing? The universe is here to help you. You're about to make those changes whether you're ready or not. Time's up. If you don't make the changes needed, the universe will provide you with a mini quake to make them for you. Now, these changes can happen very quickly and unexpectedly. And now that Red Communications or Mercury retrograde is just about over, you've even had time to rethink your changes. So now is the time to make them. Now, late in the day on February 2nd and early on February 3rd, we get some particularly smooth sailing for planning and implementing these changes. Some very clear thinking and stable emotions can assist this process, which are present during those times. Now, and it's a great time actually to also be taking strategic actions. The cycle is a grand trine with the Moon in Taurus, trine to Mars and Mercury, which are both together in Capricorn, and also trine to Saturn in Virgo. So you can find some agreement to the major changes with the help of these cycles. And make sure you use it. Now, this cycle comes into range. This next cycle that I'm going to tell you about comes into range on February 4th, the day after that. It stays in range through February 17th, and it peaks on February 9th. This is the Sun, Neptune, and Chiron all conjunct in Aquarius. Now, February 9th is when Sun conjuncts Chiron exactly that day, and then on the 11th, the Sun conjuncts Neptune. Now, this is a time between the 4th and the 17th when we're healing and envisioning where we want to go. It can be a great time to get inspired or to use your intuition to get into and stay in the flow. But if you have to have data to make your choices, you may find this time to be quite confusing because the data you need either doesn't exist or it isn't accessible in the time frame that you need it. So this is actually an opportunity to learn how to trust yourself and the universe and to listen to your messages from the universe. You can tell the universe how you want to receive your messages, and it will do its best to comply. So tune in during this period so that you're on the right page with your vision for the year. Now, between February 4th and March 1st, and peaking on February 17th, we get the cycle of Mars conjunct Jupiter. This is an excellent, excellent cycle for taking fortunate actions. It's actually an important planting new seeds phase for actions that can turn into something very large downstream. So be sure you combine this energy with the changes you're making. Plant seeds for your new vision by taking fortunate actions that will lead to them during this period. Now, next, I want to discuss the energies we're getting from the heavens. Now, by this, I mean the energies the Earth is traveling through as we move through our galaxy. This isn't related to astrology, but I want you to be aware of it so you can start tracking it. The whole Earth is now being bathed in fifth-dimensional energies and frequencies. Now, if you've listened to my show for a while, you may remember that I've been working in fifth-dimensional energies for nearly 10 years, so I can easily recognize these energies. And I now feel them anytime I relax to meditate or go to bed. They're always there, at least lately. Now, what does this have to do with you? Whether you can feel these energies or not doesn't matter. What matters is that the fifth dimensional energies have the ability to heal. Now, when I first started doing crystal triangle process, everyone doing this process, to be in the fifth dimension, started healing different parts of themselves. So whether we know it or not, these frequencies that we're passing through, that the Earth is passing through, are energies that can heal long-standing health challenges and other issues. Now, if a person stays highly resistant to these frequencies, though, it gets harder and harder to stay here on Earth. That's because these frequencies are higher than the ones we normally encounter. So the more you focus your thoughts on feeling good, happy, or being grateful and appreciative, the more your own vibration raises itself and gets in sync with these higher frequencies. But when you're in negative energy, such as feeling fearful or stressed, angry, upset, jealous, guilty, ashamed, or any of those other negative emotions, then you're out of sync with these higher frequencies. And if you stay out of sync with these higher frequencies for a long time, it gets harder and harder to be here on Earth. So you can actually get sicker if you resist these higher frequencies and stay closed off to the positive healing energies they're bringing you. Now, what should you do about these higher frequencies that are bathing the entire Earth? Well, for one thing, pay attention to how you're feeling. Be open to positive experiences and solutions. Consider the possibility that all things truly are possible. Notice when your physical body is healing, especially when any longstanding issues heal. In fact, this may be your clue that you're tuning into these higher frequencies and allowing them to heal you. You may find that you stop doing some of your old negative patterns. Watch for these signs. You might find that you have a harder time sleeping if you're sensitive to these higher energies, because they can be quite energizing. But if so, just relax and enjoy them, because they're great. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link to this under What's New. Now, what do you need to know about time so you can work and prosper in harmony with the universe? When I come back from this short break, I'll be talking all about time. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking all about time. We swim in time, and this is why it's hard for us to perceive the divine plan of the day. Astrology gives us tools to work with the energies of each day so we can prosper by working in harmony with it. Now, when you understand the divine plan of the day, it makes it so much easier. First, I want to tell you how we measure and track time. All measurements of time are based on the movements of the heavenly bodies. Surprised? I was. For example, a month is the amount of time it takes for the moon to go through our zodiac signs. A year is how long it takes the earth to travel around the sun. A day is how long it takes the earth to rotate one complete cycle on its axis. The seasons are connected to when the sun enters specific parts of the zodiac. When that occurs, we have either a spring or fall equinox or a summer or winter solstice. A week was based on the number of planets that were visible with the naked eye. There were seven, counting the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. So we have 7 days to the week, and each one is named for a planet. Didn't you ever wonder why we have such an odd name is Saturday? It's named after the planet Saturn. Next, I want to mention what we commonly call the acceleration of time. But time itself is not actually speeding up. It's really the acceleration of change. I know I've mentioned this before. According to the Mayan calendar, the transformation of consciousness continuously speeds up by a factor of 20 over 9 distinct periods of time. During the period that we're in now, we're doing the same amount of transformation in 12.8 years as we did in the previous 254 years. Now, this period started in 1999, and it will end in 2011. And when it ends, we get the final and the fastest period of consciousness transformation, which will only last 260 days. Now, during those 260 days, we'll have the same amount of transformation that we're having now in these 12.8 years. Isn't that mind-boggling? I think it is. This is why we need to learn how to work with our intuition and stay centered in our hearts. There isn't time for our old methods of working anymore. Now, what's so important about time? Why do we care about it? Well, primarily, this is the water that we swim in. It's even hooked up to our DNA, which I'll tell you about in a moment. In the biggest sense, time is ever-changing in terms of its energies and what's being created from day to day with those energies. In fact, if you lived for billions of years, you would never come across a time with the same set of energies. This is why time and its energies used to be known as the divine plan of the day. Even the church believed that astrology revealed the divine plan of the day, and this is why it was, why individuals were discouraged from going to astrologers or other fortune tellers, because it was considered much more important to be in harmony with the divine will or the divine plan of the day than to be paying attention to your own cycles. Of course, the divine plan got thrown away way back when science made its debut. But it never went away, and the universe is still waiting for us to recognize that the divine plan not only exists, but is important. Now, a few moments ago, I mentioned that time is connected to our DNA. Now, how is that possible? Well, according to Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master, channeled by Lee Carroll, we are connected to all the planets and the sun via our DNA in this way. First of all, the sun is electromagnetically patterned by the movements of the other planets. This patterning of the that occurs on the sun by the other planets is then sent to the Earth's electromagnetic grid by the solar wind from the sun. That information is then transmitted to the Earth's electromagnetic grid, which then transmits it to our DNA. And how could it do that? Our DNA is not a strand, but a loop formed by the telomeres of DNA. Now, this means our DNA has its own electromagnetic field, which connects it to the Earth's electromagnetic grid. So they're always talking, even though we're not usually aware of it. So essentially, what's happening every single day is the universe is transmitting its divine plan of the day to us via the sun and its solar wind. That carries the patterns that the other planets create on the sun to the Earth's electromagnetic grid. Then that's transmitted to our own DNA. Now, of course, when we're first born, the cycles that were going on overhead were patterned into our DNA. This is what gives us our birth chart, and this is why we respond to it and our cycles, whether we know it or not. So what happens to us as we get these electromagnetic messages from the sun with all the information that's going on every day? There are actually two different responses going on from everyone. One of these responses is occurring at the collective level. Have you ever wondered why something becomes a fad or why certain things are developed at the same time by multiple people? This happened with Alexander Graham Bell inventing the phone. Someone else invented it at exactly the same time, but Bell got to the patent office a tiny bit earlier. These things occur because we have a collective response going on to the energies. Think about the 60s and the revolutionary energies of that time period. Those energies were related to the planets of Uranus and Pluto being together in the same sign. People got the message and protested the Vietnam War. All kinds of radical changes occurred in the 60s because those two slow-moving planets set the tone for the entire period. So it's the slow outer planets of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, along with Saturn and Jupiter, that are related to the major trends. There's also a personal response to the divine plan of the day. This is basically a response we have based on the cycles we're in and how they're impacting your birth chart. Remember, that birth chart is marked in your DNA. So as the divine plan of the day is constantly shifting, that information is being relayed to your DNA via the Earth's magnetic field. These cycles trigger various energies within you, and you learn how to deal with them in the most appropriate ways possible. So even though we're unaware of the divine plan of the day at the conscious level, we're always responding to it at both the personal and collective level. Now, just because we're always responding to the energies that are going on doesn't mean we don't have free will. We do. Our free will comes into play with our choices of how we handle the energies and cycles that are going on every day. So let's get back to time. How can we learn to be more successful by paying attention to the divine plan of the day? Well, first of all, now that we know we're always responding to the divine plan of the day, whether we're aware of it or not, doesn't it make sense to know something about what's happening in the cosmic realm? On a personal level, to me it makes sense to find out what my major personal cycles are for the year ahead and get a roadmap for where I'm headed. Yes, even I go to another astrologer to have this done, since I certainly can't be objective about my own chart. Now, let's think about the divine plan for our day-to-day choices. From the universe's perspective, our time management is crazy. When was the last time you participated in a project lasting more than 4 months, in which you had scheduled time to redo your mistakes and the changes that were needed for it? That cycle is Mercury retrograde. It occurs 3 times per year for about 3 to 3.5 weeks, and it's never going to change. We are always going to have to redo, rethink, rework, research, rewrite, etc. every 4 months. Yet in our culture, there's an unspoken belief that we should never make a mistake nor learn from it. The universe thinks that's nuts, and it's not even interesting from its perspective. It's a lot easier to work with this cycle than to be frustrated by it. Let's consider another one of our time management pieces. There's an unspoken belief that we should be in constant forward progress at 90 miles an hour every single day. But that's not how the universe works. We never witness constant forward progress in nature. The moon grows from small to full and then decreases again. The tides come in and go out. The seasons change on a regular basis from growth to decrease and then back to growth. There's a regular rhythm to these processes, but they are not linear. And they are definitely not constantly forward nor up and to the right. The universe brings us renewal and gestation periods at least 3 times per week. So we can gestate our ideas, renew ourselves, and take a break. But what do we do instead? We continue trying to score when the ball isn't even in play, while wasting our time, energy, and money trying to do so. That's why I show those cosmic timeouts in my Good Timing Guide, so we can get a lot smarter about when to do activities which are important to us. In summary, if you want to be successful and keep your projects in harmony with the universe's timetable, knowing what the cycles are will be a great benefit. Just remember, the universe is always in charge of timing, regardless of your plans. It's much easier to work in harmony with it. I cover all these cycles and more in my Good Timing Guide, and it's color-coded, so it's very easy to read. And if you want to work in harmony with the universe, get yours today. Now, I know we're coming up to a short break, and after this break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses Good Timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with Good Timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3083. or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today I'm taking your calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your most major challenge. Speaking of hearts, Valentine's Day is coming up in 2 weeks, so consider giving a compatibility consultation to assist with your most important relationship. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go and go to the phone lines. We have Deborah calling in from San Luis Obispo, California. She had a question about her career and possibly moving an office. She wanted some insight, and her date of birth is February 8th of 61 at 9:30 a.m. in Bronx, New York. So, Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Madeline.
So tell me what's going on there.
Okay. I have a couple of things going on. I have my my career that's been making money for me, and it's kind of dwindled. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to. I have to move my office. Wasn't sure if I wanted to keep it small or go a little bit bigger and try to attract attention. It's just that it's not my main love. My main love I'm also putting interest in, and that's going well.
Okay. And what's your main love?
Music.
Music. Oh, okay.
I like my career, though. My career is also very good. It's healing, it's massage, and helping people through emotional traumatic release. And I like that as well.
I see. Oh, okay. So that's what you're doing in your office.
Right.
And you need to move your office. You know, I don't think your office move will show up for you in your personal chart. But if I had your business chart, I would definitely be able to see it there. You see, it's not you that's being moved, unless it's in your house. Is it your house?
It was part of my house, and now it's going outside of the house.
Oh, it's going outside. So is it your house right now? It's in your house right now?
Yes.
Oh, so you're moving your house.
No, I'm moving just the office part.
Oh, you're just moving the office part. Oh,
right.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, let me look here and see if there's anything that shows up. Now, do you think your time is correct?
I don't. I'm not sure. I can't remember the time exactly.
Okay.
I know it was around
nine. I'm asking is because there is a major transformational cycle that's coming up, but it's either coming up or it's about to happen, depending on what time you were born.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure how to read this because there's a situation here that, you know, if your time isn't accurate, then I don't necessarily know if this what I'm looking at is correct.
Okay. There's a problem. I know it's around 9:30, but I couldn't remember if it was at night or in the morning.
Oh, wow.
That's a big difference.
That is a huge difference in time. Let me... Okay. 12 hours. I tell you what, five minutes can make a huge difference.
Okay. Okay.
And so I couldn't necessarily tell you whether or not this is, I'm going to just look at it for PM and see what it looks like for PM.
Okay.
Would you say that you're somewhat impulsive by nature?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And would you say that you're more concerned about working in harmony with people and keeping in balance and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Is that the nighttime?
That's the nighttime, yeah.
I think it was nighttime.
Okay. All right. So that's a very different chart.
Sorry, that's...
Very different chart, okay. And in astrology... A chart can change as quickly as 5 minutes, and sometimes even less than that, depending on the chart itself. So 12 hours makes an enormous difference. Now, I'm looking at your nighttime at 9:30 p.m. one.
Okay.
And that chart... you're still a ways from... a major transformation for your home life. But that doesn't mean moving an office out, you know, wouldn't be a possibility. I'm just looking to see. There is some change going on in your work, day-to-day work that's showing up here. So, and that's probably you're going to notice that over the next, 2 to 3 months, you know, between now and April for sure.
Okay.
But it's going to come back, so if you don't make the change in the next 2 to 3 months, you're going to get another shot at it a little bit later in the year.
Okay.
Do you have a place in mind for moving?
Yeah, no, I don't. Not specifically. Just kind of wondering if it should be a larger storefront with more visibility, or not put that energy into it and keep it small and, you know, less expensive.
That would be a better question to ask me with your company chart. You know, if you could call me back with your date that you started with the state. What state are you in?
California.
California. Is this a sole proprietorship or a incorporation or an LLC?
This is just myself.
So are you just set up as a sole proprietor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So do you have a date with the state that you started your tax stuff? That would be the date, you know, that I would need to tell you.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do a
something like that. Yeah. It would probably be worth it for you to have a business consultation on that kind of thing and get yourself hooked up into the right direction.
Okay.
For the changes you're making. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And good
luck
with that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, that leaves, I'll jump in here, Madeline, if you don't mind, 1-800-930-2819, and we actually have another caller if you'd like me to give you that information.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll do it while we bring Trisha on. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She's got some dreams she'd like to accomplish, like some of us. She's looking for a little money to do so, and is that possibly going to happen this year? And her birth date is 3/18/71. I can hear Madeline typing them in there. It's all good.
It.
It's all good. And then at 5:16 p.m.
I-16-P-M,
yep.
Okay.
In good old Cedro Woolley, Washington, if you need me to spell that. Fred, you know how to spell that? You got it?
Yes,
all right,
I do.
Good, good. So, Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, very good. Now, tell me what's going on there for your dreams.
I just have kind of several things that I'd really like to do, and it just always seems like money is always holding me back on accomplishing
this
thing.
Okay, so let's just look at your money situation. You've got, are you normally working as an employee?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because the first thing I see here is that you're really set up for what I call somebody who has irregular types of money.
Okay.
And meaning that somebody who, I mean, usually I see this in people who have some sort of bonus or commission set up. So they have some way to get big chunks of money in at irregular time. You know, it's different from a regular paycheck. Every Friday it's the same amount or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You see. And now, have you ever had a job like that that allowed you to have money come in?
No, based on
your performance? You know,
not really, no.
I've always been
pretty regular, you know, hourly or salary.
Okay.
Or.
Well, you can make a lot more money. A lot more money betting on yourself. As long as you're in kind of fear mode, I've got to have this much, you know, I've got to make this much in order to do it, you're kind of off track.
Okay.
You see, you're better off if you can be in a job where you somehow have a bonus, a commission, or something that allows you to earn unexpected money.
Okay.
Now, what kind of dreams are you thinking about?
I really want to travel. There's a lot of places I want to travel. I'd like to be able to purchase a home. And I would like to find my passion and turn that into a career, but I really don't quite know.
Okay, let's talk about that when I come back from my break, okay? Now, after this short break, I'll be taking probably just one more caller, but if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, economic, and prosperity questions. So if you have a question for me, call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, Benny, let's bring back Tricia.
She's there. Go ahead, Trish.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm glad you were able to stay on. Now, I am seeing that you have a big year ahead for bringing in extra money. So I would love to see you be in some kind of a position where you could earn extra money, because this is like a chance for you to have a lot of it.
Okay.
Do you, what kind of work do you do?
I work medical billing office.
Medical billing. Okay, I see that. Well, you know, you're right now in the process of redefining who you are. So you might just want to think about, you know, is there some other type of major interest that you could make more money from that would be more fun for you?
Okay.
Do you have any particular things that you do as an avocation or for fun that you just love? You have a passion for something?
I really have a passion for animals, and I haven't quite figured out how, what to do there. But
Okay. So did you consider working as a, you know, with the vets or anything like that, or working, do you have a particular type of animal you like to work with?
I was kind of looking into, like, animal massage or something
cool.
Kind of along those lines.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes, I think that would make a lot more sense. You know, because, you know, something like that, you see, you have the opportunity to earn income based on your energy rather than here's your weekly paycheck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to earn that weekly paycheck whether you do a great job or a mediocre job.
Right.
You see. So
uh-huh.
I'd much rather see you involved in something where you are, you know, have the opportunity to make a lot more money based on your own energy and
okay.
Output. You know, so I like the idea of the animal massage. I think that could fit really, really well. You have a very strong healing ability, and doing it in some unusual way. I mean, just as an example, I mean, massage is certainly one possibility, but, you know, something like acupuncture for animals or you know, anything that involves energy, such as Reiki.
Okay.
You know, anything like that. I would be looking at something like that. Now, this isn't quite here, but next year, you should start feeling it this year. And next year, you're going to be going through a fairly major change. And that's the period when you're going to be wanting to liberate yourself in some major way so you can become more of who you authentically are.
Okay.
So anything that is not kind of in alignment with those changes that are going on now, even including relationships, could change on you.
Okay.
It's just because you're, you know, like I said earlier, you're in the mode of getting yourself ready to, you're redefining who you are. And so hopefully you're going to get on this path soon so that you can be ready for these changes when they come up next year. You have this year for money, some major opportunities to get a lot of money, and a major opportunity for that would be what we would call unexpected, but a big, wonderful opportunity coming up. Now, that should show up in the next couple of months. I'm just going to look here real quickly and see if I can tell you a little closer to how long that will take. It shouldn't be very long. Actually, early March or the end of February. So really, that big opportunity is coming up fairly quickly.
Okay.
And you have a fairly major possibility of getting a lot of money this year, multiple times, actually. So let me tell you if I can see how fast it would take for that money to show up. Actually, beginning at the end of February through the end of March, I would start looking for unexpected money.
Okay.
Yes, big money. You could get some big money coming up. And if it doesn't show up then, it's likely to show up a little bit later in the year. Let me see if it's going to go all the way back there or not. It might not go that far back. Yes, it does, in September. So especially the second half of September and even October and even November are all times when you could be getting in a lot of money.
Okay.
So, boy, you know, wouldn't it be cool if you were set up in your new business by then?
Right.
That would be so cool. Yeah, that would really be a great way to start. And if you do decide to start a business, let me just give you a little tip. Make sure you have me or somebody who knows how to do astrology for businesses get you a date and time to start it with the state so that you'll have a good date, you know, with good financial situations and something that's appropriate for what you're doing, because that a good timing can make a lot of difference to how well a business operates.
Okay. Great.
All right. You take care, and I hope that puts you back on track.
I hope so, too.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, which is still going on. It lasts for 8 months, and it'll restart again in the fall. Now, this week, your tip is this. Are you holding on to your money in this economic downturn and feeling like it might not come back again if you spend it? Well, first of all, stop spending it and start circulating your money so it will come back to you. Next, the secret to ensuring there's always enough money is not to hoard it and deny yourself fun or pleasures. The secret is never to trade your money for anything that doesn't bring you more joy than the money does. So anytime you circulate your money in joy, it will easily come back to you. That's because money is attracted to the energy and feelings of joy. And next Friday, I'll be back on February 6th to discuss planting the seeds of progress. We have some unusual energies coming up which are encouraging us to take risks and move forward with progressive ideas in new ways. And this doesn't happen too often, I guarantee you. So we actually have many tools available to assist us in so many ways. We truly live in an amazing period of time, and I want to talk about some of those incredible things that are happening. And, of course, I'll also take your calls and give you a prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. And you know how to spell this by now, I hope. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure you get your 2009 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters by going to our Polaris store. Our inventory of the printed guides is getting pretty low. So now is the time to get those printed guides if that's what you want. We'll always have the online guides available, but if you're a person who likes print, get them quick because they're not going to last forever. And once you get your printed guide or any Good Timing Guide and your newsletters, you'll be able to work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.